Corso di inglese integrato 20 ore Digital Edition. Copyright Casiraghi Jones Publishing SRL, Milano.
Record 3. Side 1. Lesson number 3. The third lesson. Practical section. Look at the drawing in the booklet accompanying this record, and pay particular attention to the position of the objects in the figure. The book is on the table. The ashtray is on the book. The book and the ashtray are on the table. The buttons are on the shirt. The clock is on the wall. The picture is on the wall. The fly is on the butter. The butterfly is on the flower. The clock is over the door. The picture is over the chair. John is on the steps over the chair. We see that on is used to indicate that one thing is in contact with another. The book is touching the table. The clock and the picture are touching the wall, etc. Over is used instead when two things are on the same perpendicular axis but are not in contact. The clock is not touching the door. The picture is not in contact with the chair, etc. The clock and the picture are above the chair. The fly is above the butter. The butterfly is above the flower. John is on the steps above the chair. When the two objects are on different planes and not in the same perpendicular, we use the preposition above. Contact on, perpendicular over, not perpendicular above. Now observe the use of other two prepositions. The book is under the ashtray. The door is under the clock. The chair is under the picture. The chair is under the steps. The carpet is under the table. The cat is on the carpet under the table. Under is used when one thing is directly beneath another, whether they are in contact or not. When the two things are not on the same perpendicular, we say below to indicate the lower one. The Netherlands lie below sea level. In winter, the temperature is below zero. John is on the steps. The chair is below him. Now listen to the sentences below and repeat them many times. Have you a bicycle, Mary? No, I haven't. But Daddy and Tom have. Hasn't the farmer many cows and sheep? Yes, he has. It's a dog. He's a good student. She's a beautiful girl. She has a pencil. She has a book. This is a boy. What is he? He is a student. This is a man. What is he? He is a worker. I have a record player and many records. Have you a record player, Tom?